Tune in every Monday morning at 9 a.m. to Counterspin. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the news each week. Counterspin exposes biased news, censored stories, the power of corporate influence, and more. The news behind the headlines, from FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. That's every Monday morning at 9 a.m.
Support comes from Ranchlands Concert Series with country artists Corb Lund, Slade Cleaves, and Matt Skinner under the Prairie Stars on Saturday, July 8th at Chico Basin Ranch, supporting Chico Basin Ranch's hands-on conservation and nature programs for kids. Tickets, camping, and information at chicobasinranch.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, we're going to pay a salute to two of America's favorite pets, mainly dogs and cats. A lot of ragtime has been written, titles containing references to dogs and references to cats. And I'm sure that the composers did this because they liked those animals. We all seem to like those animals. So let's just, well, we'll call this Ragtime is Going to the Dogs and Cats. And we'll start right out with a tune that was probably written, inspired by Zez Confrey's big hit of 1921 called Kitten on the Keys, and we'll get to that later. But we're into dogs right now, and so here from 1924, written by Ted Shapiro, is Dog on the Piano. And here to play it is Professor Bill Edwards. Thank you. Bill Edwards there with Dog on the Piano from 1924. Ragtime is going to the dogs. Up next, from 1914, a tune written by W.C. Handy called The Yellow Dog Rag, also sometimes called The Yellow Dog Blues. And it had to do with a railroad in southern Mississippi called the Yazoo and Delta Railroad, the YD. So it was abbreviated as the Yellow Dog. And supposedly this tune depicts where the Southern Railroad crosses the Yellow Dog. Here to play it for us is Denver's own from many, many years ago, though. Here is the Queen City Jazz Band. Yellow Dog Rag or Yellow Dog Blues, W.C. Handy from 1914. That was Denver's Queen City Jazz Band on a piece of vinyl that was probably at least 30 years old. Okay, moving on now, as ragtime is going to the dogs, we come to a tune written in 1952 by Bill Krentz, who was a fine studio pianist in the day. He calls it the Poodle Rag, and this is actually his recording of it from that same year. Certainly a monaural recording on that one back 1952. Poodle Rag. It was Bill Krentz on piano, very much in the style of pieces written and played in the early 1950s. However, we're going to continue in the poodle vein, and we come to Pink Poodle, written by Charles L. Johnson in 1914. Nice folk rag from the Kansas City area. And here is Dick Zimmerman to bring us that one on a somewhat scratchy piece of vinyl. Thank you. Dick Zimmerman has played Pink Poodle from 1914. Here's another early dog rag from 1917 on this one by somebody named Herbert Marple. Never heard of the name, but it's called Lucky Dog Stop Rag, and probably a stop time tune. And to bring it to us is the River Raisin Ragtime Review from upstate Michigan. Few little dog sounds from the orchestra there. that was the River Raisin Ragtime Review and Lucky Dog Stop Rag. Turning now to Bill Edwards, getting back here for an encore. And from 1929, here is a tune called Snuggle Pup, written by George L. Cobb. Here's Bill. Thank you. much a novelty rag there. Snuggle Pup by George Cobb from 1929. That was Bill Edwards on the piano. Turning now to a piece written by James Reese Europe and Ford Dabney in 1915 when they were both working at the Castle House Dance Studio in New York City for Vernon and Irene Castle, the famous teachers of dance for the wealthy. This is called The Castle Doggy and probably referred to a specific dance step that more than likely was invented by Vernon and Irene Castle themselves. So here's Glenn Jenks with The Castle Doggy. Glenn Jenks has brought us The Castle Doggy from 1915. Well, we're going to say goodbye to the dog part of this show, and we'll let the dogs themselves say goodbye. From 1919, here's a piece by Wheeler Wadsworth called Bow Wow, and here are the Elite Syncopators. Thank you.
Support comes from Denver Comic Con, featuring artists, costumes, authors, celebrities, and educational programs for kids and adults. This weekend, June 30th through July 2nd at the Colorado Convention Center. All proceeds benefit the literacy and arts nonprofit Pop Culture Classroom. Tickets and information at popcultureclassroom.org.
Well, as we listen to Bow Wow saying goodbye to the dog section of the show, let's turn now to the cat section of the show. Ragtime is going to the cats. And we'll start with the most famous one from 1921, that Zez Confrey piece that I referred to earlier, Kitten on the Keys. And here is Frank Lavolsi on piano. That was actually a live performance, but you didn't hear the applause because they cut it off. But that was Frank Lavolsi at the West Coast Ragtime Festival playing Kitten on the Keys from 1921. Well, before we move on, we actually have a ticket giveaway tonight. Don't get that very often, so looking forward to giving these two guest list tickets away to a caller here. It's two guest list tickets to the Evergreen Jazz Festival, July 28th, 29th, and 30th at various venues around Evergreen, Colorado during the festival there. We ask that you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days, and certainly that you can use the tickets and go to at least part, if not all. Oh, I'm sorry, it's one day. I take that back. It's the first day of the festival, which is July 28th. And I don't know what day of the week that is. It doesn't say. But anyway, all ages are welcome. One of the best jazz festivals anywhere, according to one jazz columnist. It's only a 30-minute drive from Denver up into the mountains of Evergreen here. So this pair of tickets will be given away to the third caller after the music starts, please. And we're going to play two songs in a row here. in order to give us time to take care of whoever calls. And, Okay, we will play two cat songs here. The first is the Black Cat Rag from 1905 by Frank Wooster and Ethel Smith. And the American Ragtime Ensemble will play that one. And we'll follow that up with another tune by Charles L. Johnson, this from 1916, called Teasin' the Cat, as played by the New York Ragtime Orchestra. So after the music starts, please, third caller for these tickets to the Evergreen Jazz Festival. Sorry, folks, I forgot to tell you what number to call. The number to call for that is our studio line here, 303-442-4242. Third caller, we'll get the music started right away. Thank you for calling. We have a winner. Well, sorry I made you wait. When you're running everything by yourself and you have to take all the information on a ticket giveaway, well, it takes a little more time sometimes than you think it might. We listened to two in a row here. We listened to the Black Cat Rag as played by the American Ragtime Ensemble, conducted by David Refkin. And then we heard Teasing the Cat as played by the New York Ragtime Orchestra, conducted by Masanobu Akemya. We're now going to turn to Jelly Roll Morton and play a couple of Morton tunes here for you, both having to do with cats. The first from 1924. It's called The Tomcat Blues, subtitled Midnight Mama. And I get the idea that maybe somebody was out tomcatting around and Mama wouldn't let him in when he came back. Anyway, this will be played on the guitar by Swedish Lasse Johannesson as soon as I get it queued up. So be just a couple seconds here and we'll get that running. Okay, nice guitar solo there by Lasse Johannesson, and Tomcat Blues by Jelly Roll Morton. This next piece talks about much bigger cats than the tomcat. It's called Tiger Rag, and attributed to Jelly Roll Morton, but we're not absolutely sure about that. He certainly was happy to take credit for it. And we'll turn now to another great local pianist who performs a lot, or certainly did, up in Central City. Here is Mr. Dick Kreckel. Thank you. Ah, the consummate entertainer there, Dick Kreckel, and Tiger Rag by Jelly Roll Morton. Well, we're into large cats here, and let's turn to a tune written by Mark Janza from 1913. It's called The Lion Tamer. And here is a recording by Tom Breyer. Well, I hope Tom didn't break the piano on that. That was an amazing performance. The Lion Tamer. Tom Breyer played that. Okay, we'll turn now to George Foley. The year is 1953. It's the Mudcat Rag, another tune by Bill Krentz, whom we heard from earlier in the show. So here is George Foley. Thank you. George Foley has brought us Mudcat Rag by Bill Krentz. Well, we're going to go out tonight with cats saying goodbye to you. Here's a tune called Meow by Mel Kaufman. It's played by Peacherine Ragtime Orchestra. We've had Ragtime going to the dogs and cats tonight. I hope you've enjoyed the show. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for listening. And here we go with Meow. The time is 8:59. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks, Jack, for a perfect program. And welcome to Swing Shift this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Dave Gloss. And tonight, we're going a little crazy. And I'd like to dedicate it to our good friends in Washington, D.C., who are driving us all crazy. So stay tuned for some wonderful sounds.